I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Some of the best fishing you're going to find in West Virginia around this time of year is some of the most scenic countryside our great state has to offer. I'll talk a little more to you about it coming up right after this.
Whelan Sportsman has really played a major role in reintroducing me to the great outdoors.
Even though I'm wheelchair bound, it doesn't mean I can't hunt or fish.
Whelan Sportsman has shown me that even though I do have a disability, I do not have to give up the things I love.
You know, Whelan Sportsman NWTF has shown me that I can do things outdoors I've always dreamed of doing. It's really good to know that there's people out there that really do care.
If you ever wanted to see the parts of West Virginia that are truly wild and wonderful, then climb aboard a raft and float one of the state's flowing rivers on a fishing trip. Not only is the scenery breathtaking, but the fishing can be too for the always agitated smallmouth bass. Frank Jernasek is a biologist with the DNR out of Fairmont and says floating a river is a totally different method of fishing than when you're sitting on the bank.
Because it allows you to cover a lot of water. And one of the keys that I see to it is the fact that you're not staying necessarily in one place beating it to death. If the fish are hitting, they're hitting at different areas of the river, and so you can cover territory and put your bait over a lot of fish as opposed to staying in one spot and just, you know, trying to coerce a few fish to hit your bait.
Now, once you're on that water, a float trip presents many opportunities, and it pays to be as prepared as you can for as many of them as you can.
Is having baits, your rods, several rods rigged with different baits to take advantage of all the different habitats you're going to come across. So you don't have to go buy fishable water wishing you had a jig on when you got a buzz bait on or a crank bait on when you should have had a spinner bait on. So you have something rigged for top water, bottom water, fast water, slow water. Those are the combinations that I always think in terms of, and then that allows you to take advantage of fish that are in any of those habitats as you're going by.
And whatever bait you may be using doesn't really matter at times, because smallmouth can literally be feast and famine.
I've had days where I've caught, had an exceptional day, caught all the fish I could ever imagine, and I think I've got the only pattern. Then I'll talk to somebody else that's been on the river that day using exactly the opposite baits I was, having the same kind of a day. And on the same day, seeing them turn on and off like a light switch.
And the smallmouth is West Virginia's premier game fish. Frank says that has a lot to do with that rugged and picturesque terrain.
Well, I think it's the habitat. It's the rocks, the large boulders, that type of habitat. Because when I fish our rivers that don't have that type of habitat, there are less smallmouth. Even on the same river, when you get into areas that are siltier or more pools, that the rocks are embedded with sediments, you don't have the smallmouth in numbers there, if at all. And yet you get into the same river where all that rock is exposed and it's got undercut rocks and stuff, and you've got the smallmouth there.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.